the Flood, and the Ice Age. This is Ken Ham on a mission to call the Church back to God's Word and a new Reformation. There was only one Ice Age, and it came after Noah's Flood. You see, the breakup of the fountains of the deep, as described in Genesis, would have caused massive volcanic activity. Now, underwater volcanoes would have warmed the oceans from pole to pole. Warmer oceans mean lots of evaporation. Now, follow this. To cause an ice age, this evaporation had to come back down as snow. All the volcanic activity would fill the atmosphere with ash and small particles. These would reflect some of the sunlight back into space, cooling the earth. Warm oceans, cool air, results in lots of snow that won't melt during the cool summers and ice age.
To learn more about the flood and its aftermath, visit our website at AnswersRadio.com. You'll learn more about how the Bible's history explains the world at AnswersRadio.com.